Peace. every street, peace in every corner, let there be peace. Just one more tear, just one more prayer, just one more song, let there be peace. Just one more sunset, just one more night, just one more dawn, let there be peace. Just for my children, just for your children, just for God's children, let there be peace. One Friday night, one holy, special, exalted Friday night, inhaling Shabbat, let there be bei der Heilige Anne Schütze, bei der Rebbe Bär, after the table. He called his biggest chosid, Rav Chaim Mero, and he took him to the window, let there be peace. And he said to him, look out of the window. And both were standing there looking out of the window, and their tears were flowing, tears from Yerushalayim until Mashiach is coming, until they couldn't bear it anymore, let there be peace. Der Heilige Rabbi Schütze went back to his room, and the Chassidim said, Chameo, what did the Rabbi show you? And this is what he said. Or Chadash Al Tzion Ta'ir Benizkech Olanu, let there be peace. The new light, the great light, the light we are waiting for, the one which will shine in the holy city. This is what the Rebbe showed me tonight. Let there be peace. But why were you crying so much? And this is what he said. Not only did you show me the light? He also showed me all the tears. He also showed me all the pain the holy people of Israel have to go through. Till there will be peace. Shalom. 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 So my dearest, most beautiful friends in all of Israel, I bless you. Let there be one window in your little house. I bless you with a window where you can see Yerushalayim. Whenever your children are crying, when you meet somebody who is filled with pain, take them to that window and show them the great light. Or Chadash al Tzion Ta'ir, and give them strength to hold out, not ever to give up, until there will be peace. Shalom. 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 And you know, my most precious friends, we are not living just for ourselves. We continue from Avraham Avinu, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Rabbi Akiva, from the Holy Baal Shem Tov. We have to do our own thing and finish what they began. Let me tell you the last will of one Yidole, of one special Yidole, and this is the story. I heard it from his nephew. This is the story. He says, my uncle was one of the wealthiest Hasidim in the holy city of Krakow. He had business all over the world, with every minute he had free. He was learning, he knew the whole Shas, he knew the whole Talmud by heart, backward and forward. He was a real holy Yidolim. His whole family went to Auschwitz until nothing was left, just my uncle and I, and we met one lonely night in Auschwitz. We stayed together a few weeks. My uncle was learning the whole time by heart, didn't stop for one second. One night, give me harmony. One night, one awesome night. It was in the middle of the year, but it was also Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. One awesome night. My uncle called me, and this is what he said. Tomorrow I am going, and I will not come back until the great day. You're the only thing, the only person left for my whole family. Let me give you over my last will. Open your heart. And this is what he said. God is my witness. Since I came to Auschwitz, I have not stopped learning for one second. I did go through Shas a few times right here in Auschwitz. But I'm leaving tomorrow, and this is what he says. I want you to know I'm in the middle of Masechta Moed Kutten, and I know I won't be finishing it until it's too late. Swear to me when you come out that you will finish Masechta Moed Kutten. Swear to me that you will tell your children and your grandchildren and all of Israel, please finish to learn all those holy books which we 6 million began and never finished. Tell all of Israel, keep on learning until we come back. Shine.